Le'ili nishmas of kainemish kamen ben revili melech. Nedarim perak vav mishna aleph. Hanoider minam mevushal, mutter betzoli vasholok. Person makes a neder from not eating mevushal. He's allowed to eat something roasted and something sholok. Mevushal, as we know, something cooked with water. Tzoli is roasted. What's sholok? So it's actually, the Rav says sholok is when something's cooked much more than usual. It's overcooked in water. That's called sholok. Rukveger brings Tysus and Iran. And they say that over here, shalak is not something overcooked. Shalak here means not cooked fully. Even though many times in Shas, shalak means overcooked, over here, it means not fully cooked. And the reason is because, like we've always said, by nedarim we go after the way people talk, not what the Mishnayis are usually referring to when they say shalak. So when people say shalak, the Mishnah tells us, they're referring to, according to those we've shown him, something not fully cooked. So those would be usher to him. Omer, kainim tavshil she'eni toim. If he's kind of a tavshil. Now, tavshil is usually something that's cooked, is like a sauce as a dip, like a side dish eaten with bread. So, aser b'maisa k'deir rach, he's aser to eat something cooked in a pot that's soft, that's eaten with bread, like the Rav points out. Umutar ba'ava. But if it thickens, that one would not eat it with bread, he would just eat it as a side dish, then it's mutter, because that's not what people refer to when they refer to a tavshil. Umutar b'beitzas tramita. And he's mutter to eat a beitzas tramita. It's a type of egg. The Rav seems to learn that it was used for medicinal purposes. It was cooked with warm water. It was cooked in hot water. But the way the mefarshim bring, it was very soft boiled. Like it didn't even get hard at all. Didn't congeal at all. That's one way. Other mefarshim point out that Taisanta brings, the Gemara brings that it was an egg that they would heat and cool off and eat and cool off and make it very small that a person can swallow it whole. And it would serve as refuah purposes. But the point is that this type of food was not eaten as a food, it was eaten for refuah. So therefore, anything that's eaten for refuah, he's not referring to when he says a tafshul she'eni toim. So it's mutter. Uvidalas harmutza. And also he's mutter for it's a type of gourd they would put remutza, he would put it in remetz. Remetz is hot ashes. They'd put it under hot ashes and it would start sweetening, but this is not considered a tafshul, and that's why it's mutter.